really sweet and nice. Previous year, so we introduced the concept of Chazaka Meikara. We read the rise from Sukkim. This is the concept of Mala Chazaka, the Kulu Beilachuma. We spoke a little bit about the nature of Chazaka, whether it's Biru, whether it's Nehagra in the previous year, some of the possible riots to that effect. There is an issue that the Acharonim raised, which really has already its roots in the Rishonim, concerning the issue of Chazaka. That's as follows. We know that whenever you have a Safek, so that the Torah says you follow Chazaka, but there are really two different types of Sfeikas in Halacha. There's a Safek in Mitzios and there's a Safek in Halacha. So when you have a Safek in Mitzios, so then for sure the Halacha is you follow Chazaka. The original case of following Chazaka was a Safek in Mitzios. Remember we spoke about the other day, the Kohen walks into the house and he sees that the neg is a certain size, and now he walks out of the house and he has a Safek, whether it's still the same size or not. So that's a doubt in terms of Mitzios. Did any of the physical or reality change? So when you have a Safek in Mitzios, for sure you follow the Chazaka. But what if the nature of the Safek is very different? What if the nature of the Safek is a halachic Safek? It means we have a stake in the Dina. We have a Shaila that's unresolved Shaila in Halacha. So now we want to know, do we have a right to follow Chazaka? Do we have a right to say that, well, if yesterday was Mutter, so that we can assume that it's still Mutter today, even though the nature of our Safek is a very different type of Safek, it's a Safek in Halacha. So there are a group of Acharonim who developed a klal. It's called Ba'avura Chazaka Ayishtana Hadin. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Knesset Gdola was the one who coined that particular phrase, but the idea appears in others. That Ba'avura Chazaka Ayishtana Hadin means you can't use Chazaka to paskin a Sveikah Dina. You could use Chazaka to paskin a Safek in Matthias, but you can't use Chazaka to paskin a Sveikah Dina. The rationale being is that what in the world is the status quo of the Matthias? How does that relate to the Shaila? Because I have a Safek whether this is Mutar or not, some kind of a Lamdash Shaila. So you're going to tell me, well, because it was Mutter yesterday, therefore it's Mutter today. But that's not what my suffix is. My suffix is not whether anything physically has changed. My suffix is a klapi shmaya, whether this is Mutter or Asar. So Bavur Chazaka Yishtana, that's what some Acharonim have this idea. So the Yemen says that this is probably a machlokes that we showed in the beginning of the third paragraph of Baba Basra, it's been like Bam and Taisvis. Is there such a cloud or not? So one of the pivotal Gemaras, which this whole discussion revolves around, is a sugya that appears in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin. So the Gemara has the following din in Maseches Kedushin, that when a person is Mekadesh Aisha, so he has to give her Kesef Kedushin, and he also has to do an Amira. He has to say that he's being Mekadesh. He has to say the Lashon Harayat, a similar Lashon. So both of those aspects are critical min HaTorah, and if he gives her a ring without saying, so then unless it's clear from the context what he's doing, so the Kedushin is not going to be valid. So you require a Maisi Kedushin of Kesef, and you require the Dibur Kedushin as well. So the Halacha is, based on the Pesukim in Chumash, Kiyikach Yishisha, Kiyikach Lo Kisikach, that the woman has to be the one to do the Maisi Kedushin. So let's say if a woman gives a ring to the man, and she says there, Marani Mekudesh is Mechasam, something like that, so that's totally meaningless. But he has to do the Nesidah Sekesef, Kiyikach Lo Kisikach. So then the Gemara raises the following shadow. What's the din if the man does the Maisa Kedushin, but the woman does the Dibur? So she's the one who says, Arenim Kedesh is Bacha. He hands on the ring. So is that acceptable or not? So the Gemara has a whole sugya back and forth in Kedushin, and at one stage the Gemara says, Hash, the Maskama says, Gemara, is that Sveikahim? That's considered to be Sveikahim. We're not sure. But the Torah says, Kiyikach, well, Kisikach, is that referring only to the Maisa Kedushin? Or is that referring to the whole picture of Kedushin, including the Dibur Kedushin? So the Gemara concludes, Sveikahim, Vachashinon. That's a suffix, and therefore, Suffolk the woman requires a get. So if the Gemara would have just said Sveikahi, and that's it, she requires a get, so that would have been the end of the discussion. So at least our gears in the Gemara has two extra words. The Gemara says Sveikahi v'chashinan midirabanan. That means we treat this as a Suffolk. We're not sure what that law is. Is that the Kavanah Satorah? Is that called Kiyikach, or is that a Chashash of Kisikach? And therefore we have to be Chashash midirabanan to require a get. So what do we show and jump and say? What do you need to get midirabanan? We should need to get midiraisa. Sveikah deraisa v'chumra. Eishazish is an isa deraisa. So why does the Gemara use such a watered down lashon by saying chashidim midrabanan? The Gemara should have said mamish chashidim midaraisa. Oh, so the Rambam. Oh, we have to the Rambam. So comes the Rambam and would say this Gemara is gevaldik. This Gemara is perfect according to my whole theory about snake. It's going back to the beginning of the summer. So if you recall, hopefully everyone will recall from the week on this, the Rambam shita is that all snakes are only midrabanan. The whole concept of snake is only midrabanan. Midaraisa, all snakes are Mutter. So if all Sveikas are Mutter Midaraisa, so the Rambam would say that applies not only to a Safek in Mitzias, that may apply to a Safek in Halacha as well. So all Sveikas are Mutter Midaraisa. So I understand in Lashon HaGemara, Sveikahi, V'chashiva Midarabanan, that means Midarabanan, Midarimachmer, to insist on giving a get, although Midaraisa we would have a right to say that the woman is willing to deraisa is called something deraisa lekula mideraisa. So that would be a possible understanding of the Gemara. That, of course, would depend upon what we spoke about at the beginning of the summer also, that even according to the Rambam, who maintains that all sveikas are mutter in the Torah, there was a further machlokas when the Rambam said that only by Yisurei Lavim, or even by Yisurei Karis. Remember, there was one jurist in the Rambam that says that by Yisurei Karis, so that everything is different. The Pasha Bashan Toli teaches us that Yisurei Karis are for sure suffering deraisa lechumra, even the deraisa. Ishes and Issacharis from their ayahs. So, if the Rambam would concede that Safik Karis is Lechumra, then this would not be a working Pshah in the Gemara. So, this Pshah in the Gemara, Vachashinim with the Rabbanan, that the reason why it's not a problem in a Torah, it's only a Chashash of a Get with the Rabbanan, is only true if two things are true. Number one, the Rambam is right, Kol Sveikas are looking in a Torah. And number two, that version of the Rambam, that's all Sveikas, even including Yisrei Karis, are Mutim in a Torah. Neither one of those two premises is not correct, and this is not a working Pshah in the Gemara. So the Ran in Maseches Kiddushin gives an alternate Pshat in the Gemara. The Ran says that you don't need the Rambam to understand Pshat in the Gemara. Says the Ran, the reason why this woman doesn't require a get midaraisa is because she has a cheskes heter. Because for the last 20 years she was a single girl, and now we have a latest asafik whether she became a kudeshes or not. So we follow chazak. Says the Ran, Gemara Chulin, the first bein Chulin, you always follow chazak bein Chulin bein Chumra. So midaraisa we should have followed chazak. Midaraisa we should have passed, but she doesn't need any get at all. Midrabanan, the Chamum a little bit nervous, going to follow Chazaka maybe. So therefore Midrabanan, they made a Chumra that we should require a get. But it's only a Chumra Midrabanan, because Midaraisa, we follow Chazaka. So come here, we're going to point out that L'chora, this Suffolk that we have, Nasanub Amrhi, this is not a Suffolk in Mitzvah, this is a Suffolk in Havacha. Is that called Kiyikach? Is that called Kisikach? And still the Ram is willing to apply the principle of Chazaka Meikara. So you see that the Ram held against those Acharanim. Those Acharanim said that Bavur Chazaka Ishtan Hadin. If impossible, the Chazaka should have any impact on a Suffolk in Halacha, only on a Suffolk in Mitzvah. So you see from the Ram that it's not the case. But the Ram for sure held that Chazaka works in all types of Sveikas, either Sveikas in Mitzvah or in Sveikas in Halacha. What should the Halacha be? If we were putting aside all the Rayas back and forth, what would we think theoretically the Halacha should be? Should we pass him like those Achamolim that Bavur Chazaka Ishtan Hadin, Chazaka don't work for my Sveikas the Dinas? Or should we go the root of the Ram? So if you would have asked me, I would have said that this depends on 2 days ago Shia as to what the nature of Chazaka is altogether. If you hold Chazaka is a Biror, so then the Chorah, the Chorah, right, that Bavur Chazaka Ishtan Hadin, how in the world can Chazaka be Mivar what the Halacha is? We don't know what the Halacha is. It's a Teiku and Shah, so the Chazaka is going to know more than Ravina and Rashi. It doesn't make any sense. So how can Chazaka work if it's trying to be Mivar something which is unmivarable? And you cannot be Mivar. Chazaka already threw the hands up and says Teiku. Until the Yom nothing comes, no one's going to know the right answer to this question. No, I know that I'm smarter than the Gemara because I have a Chazaka on my side. So it's ridiculous. So if Chazaka is B'Torah's Bibo, it's very hard to believe that it's going to work. But if Chazaka is B'Torah's Hanhaga, if the Chazaka is only Hug, Chazaka is not addressing the facts on the ground. We don't know what the facts on the ground is. We'll never know what the facts on the ground is. As we said from the Acharonim on Monday, that the Chazaka seems to be a Din on Hug, not necessarily a Biror. So then one could perhaps suggest that if it's a Din on Hug, so the Torah says, whenever you have a latest Asafik, so then you follow this Din on Hug. So I don't care what the latest Asafik is. I don't care whether it's Asafik in Mitzvah. I don't care what the Asafik in Halacha. The Halacha is that you're allowed to follow a Chazaka. I, Bavur, Chazaka, Ishtan, Adim, I'm not outsmarting Ravina Rav Ashi. I'm not saying that I know more than Ravina Rav Ashi. I don't know what the answer is. But it doesn't matter that I don't know what the answer is. I couldn't care less I don't know the answer. I'm still out of being Nagin Akuba, because that's the very nature of Chazaka. So if you would have asked me, I would have said that that's the Pshat. I would have said that this Shaila, this couple with the Achrayim and the Rani condition, openly is just a continuation of Mandei Shia. So, this goes back over 20 years ago when I was learning in Kerbiyana. We were learning Cheskes Avakim. Some of you may have heard of Moshe Durman. I don't have this close up with the Shia from Moshe Durman. So he was a rabbi for many, many years in Kerbiyana. So, we were learning the Sugi of the Cheskes Avakim, where this comes up a little bit around Rashbam and the Tosfos. So he was saying, oh, the nature of Chazaka, the nature of this, that, and he also got stuck a little bit at this point. He thought also Mismar should be this way, the way I'm presenting it. But so, there's no right this way. So we kind of left, it was the end of this month, it was right before Pesach, we kind of ended on that note. So I went back to America for Pesach, and I had this chus of talking to two different Rosh Hashivas about the same topic. So it's the same Shalom, about the same Ha'ara about Kavur, Chazak, and Shalom did. How does this fit into everything we're saying? So one was Rabbi Osman, the Rosh Hashiv in Kowals in Riverdale. One is the Tzik Mishalovsky, Rosh Hashiv in Yerushalayim. He happened to have been visiting for Yom Kippur that year in Riverdale. So I spoke to both of them about the same thing, and they both told me the same razzle-dazzle shiva player about chazakas, and the same lashonis, the same lingo, and at AM as I still don't understand what either of them said. That it was the same mamish, the same shiva rain about chazak is this, and therefore it doesn't work like that, and I still can't figure it out. So if anyone sees either of them, let me know what their insights are in terms of chazak. We're getting back to the story, but it appears, from my simple understanding, it appears that the shiva should be telling them, whatever we're saying today, the chazak should be telling them, there is a related issue concerning Chazaka Meikara. At least some of them are important, related, others I didn't think was related. And that touches on something which touches a little bit on issues of Chesed Mamon that we spoke about a little bit in the past. So if you recall, we mentioned that there's a basic halach in terms of Dina Mamras of Amotza Mechaveh Olavaraya, which we sometimes need to change that phrase with Mukhsa. Because if I'm holding on to something, if I'm holding on to the shtender, now you tell me you say that the shtender belongs to you, so we say that, go prove it, Amotza Mechaveh Olavaraya, it's my shtender until you can prove otherwise. So that concept of Mukhsa only makes sense in the realm of Metalkal, and it doesn't make sense in the realm of Karka. That's the very basis of the third paragraph of Baba Basra. Before you even open up Estabatir, so you have to figure that out. If you don't figure that out, so you can learn 40 blot and not realize that's the sort of the entire parent. That by Karka, so there's no way for a person to be Mukhsuk and Karka in the classic sense of the word, because you don't not hold on to Karka. You're sitting in Karka, I'm living in the Karka, I'm not holding on to the Karka. So the regular din of a Motzvah Chavah Varayah doesn't apply to Karka. So what do we have by Karka? What other possibility do we have by Karka? So by Karka we have as follows. We have what Chazal call Cheskes Marakama. Namely, that we know that this person once owned this Karka. Last year we knew he owned this Karka. Well, 20 years ago we know that his father owned the Karka. That's what's called Cheskes Marakama. So we have a din Torah between two people. I have a Cheskes Marakama in the Karka. We know that I was once the rightful owner years ago of this Karka. Well, my father, great-grandfather, whoever it was in my family years ago. And you have nothing to substantiate your claim. You claim the Karka belongs to you because you stop. You think it's your Karka. So then the Allah is clear. The very basis of the whole first mission of Cheskes Marakam is that the person who has the Cheskes Marakam is going to win the case of a Karka. However, by Karka there's a special halacha which is called Cheskes Gimel Shana, which means as follows. Let's say we know for a fact that I owned this Karka 5 years ago, but for the last 3 years you've been living on this Karka. You've been sitting and eating the fruit of this Karka for the last 3 years and I have not protested. So even though we should have followed Cheskes Marakam, we should have said that we know for a fact that I was the rightful owner 5 years ago. We don't really know that you ever owned this Karka. We just know you've been sitting here for 3 years, so if you would have asked me, I would have said, the guy was the Cheses Markama, he wins. So comes the Mishnah, the Cheses Abadim, and says, no, the person who's sitting here for 3 years, he wins the Din Torah. Why does he win the Din Torah? That's the special law called Cheses Gimel Shonim. That's a big machlokes. Is that a Din Midrash? Is that a Din Midrabanim? Is that a robe? Is that a Tefanah Sacham? Again, we're not learning Cheses Abadim right now, but the Cheses Gimel Shonim is the exception to the rule. That's the Yetzim Niklal. But the Iker Adin is what's called Cheses Markama, is whoever used to own the field, that we know for a fact that I was the rightful owner 20 years ago, then I retain ownership in the field, unless there's some kind of chesed gimushan that's going to throw things off. So come the Chareden and raise the Shiloh, what's the nature of this halacha, of Cheses Marakama? Where did this come from? This new halacha called Cheses Marakama. What's the source of Cheses Marakama? So this was a big tumult in the Kitzelsis family, with Kitzelsis and his brother. This was a big hot topic at the Shabbos table that everyone was talking about. The back of the Kitzelsis talking about it. Everyone had what to say about this. About what's the nature of this din of Cheses Marakama, the beginning of the third Bekah Baba Basra. So came up one group of Acharonim and said that Cheses Marakama is basically the same as Mukhsa. It's basically the same halach of a Motzah Mechaveh Olavaraya. Even though there is a fundamental difference between Karak and Metalkalin, the Metalkalin you hold onto, you're literally grasping onto, so it's Mamish Mukhsa, and Karak you never really hold onto. But the halacha says that if we know that you own this Karak, and you had a document proving this was your Karak 20 years ago, we know for a fact you were the rightful owner of this Karak. So even though the Mitzvah is not really Muksik in the Karka, we're going to treat you as Muksik in the Karka, and we're going to plug in the regular halachas called the Motzi Mechaveh Olavaraya. That's what one group of Acharonim understood Cheses Marakama. The Cheses Marakama by Karka is basically just a restating of the rule of Muksik by Metalkalin, even notwithstanding the slight nuance of difference physically between the two. So came another group of Acharonim and said, no, that's not true, but there's no such thing as Muksik by Karka. Karka, by definition, you cannot apply the rules of a Motzi Mechaveh Olavaraya. So what is Karka? How does Cheskes Marakama work? Why is it that if 20 years ago I was the rightful owner, we'll give you back the Karka? So come a group of Rachmanim and say, that's based on the principle of Chazaka Meikara. That means it's no worse than Chazaka that the Mikdum used to be Kasher. It's no worse than the Chazaka that the woman used to be Muteres. It's no worse than any other Cheskes Tara, Cheskes Tumah, Cheskes. halachas of Yisurim, that Mominus is also bound by the halachas of Chazaka Meikara. In the realm of Metaltalin, so Chazaka Meikara doesn't mean anything, just because I was the rightful owner 20 years ago, but if right now you're Muxik on it, right now you're holding on to it, so that's better than Chazaka Meikara. But in the realm of Karka, where there is no option of Muxik, Muxik doesn't make any sense by Karka according to these Achronim, then you fall back on the regular areas of halacha, the regular kolam of Chazaka Meikara, and Chazaka Meikara is just a restating of Chazaka Meikara. So this was a hot issue in the 1800s amongst the Gedali Acharonim. What exactly is Chazaka Meikara? We know that there's a concept of Muxik Meikara. We know there's a concept of Chazaka Meikara that Yisurim. Chazaka Meikara seems to fall right in between the cracks. So here the Acharonim said it's one, here the Acharonim said it's the other. My Nafkamin Ladin, at the end of the day, it's going to work anyway, so who cares? So the Chara, the Nafkamin Ladin is going to be as follows. We spoke about in previous Yurim that this Klal of Amotim Chaveil of Araya. So this has so overwhelming, so far reaching, this principle of Amotim Chaveil of Araya, that Shmuel's opinion, which we passed in Halach, is that Ein Hochim and Mamanach HaRov, that even if you have a robe that points against you, even if the robe seems to indicate that you are not the rightful owner of the money, but if I'm holding on to it, so Ein Hochim and Mamanach HaRov, which basically cannot take away the property, even based on a majority. If Machoik is Rav Shmuel, we passed in like Shmuel. So if you recall, last week we quoted the Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Yeshua was the diet from Rashi, that the reason why this is true is because the Motzim Mechavel of Araya is a Chiddush HaTorah, it's a Gezeris HaKosov, Mibal Dvar Migash HaShemayim, I never would have figured that on my own, and therefore the nature of the Gezeris HaKosov is a Motzim Mechavel of Araya HaYidiyah, and it has to be the highest possible Raya. Anything short of Tereidim cannot be acceptable to be Motzim Mamon. So if that's true, that a Motzim Mechavel of Araya works with such an unbelievable requirements, you have to have two Eidim. Anything short of two Eidim is garnished, will not work to remote you the Muxak. So now we have to raise the following shayla. What would that look like in a case of Karka, in terms of Karka? We know that I was the rightful owner 20 years ago. And the only reason why we believe that you may be the rightful owner now is you have a robe on your side. There's some kind of a majority, some kind of a statistical majority pointing in the direction that you're now the rightful owner. How will Beis Din pass the shayla? Will Beis Din take the Karka away from me? Or will Beis Din say, tough luck, I'm not from the Chaver of Araya. So come to Acharonim and say, the Chor, it depends on the Shaila. If you hold that Cheskes Marakama is at the corollary of Muxof, it's in the Parsha of Muxof, it means it's fundamentally learned out from the Gzeres HaKosov, Mival Dvar Migash HaLehem. If that's the case, so then just as by the Gzeres HaKosov of the Palpul and Mival Dvar Migash HaLehem, so Ein Hochav of Mamanach HaRov, so we cannot be motzvi the Muxof based on a Rov, then our hands would be tied, we would not be permitted to be motzvi the Cheskes Marakama by Karka, Hayudei Rov either. However, if one tones it down a little bit, and one says, Cheskes Marakama, nah, that's not Muxof. Muxof is only by Metalta when you're physically holding it. Cheskes Marakama is a halach of Chazaka Meikara. It's related to Chazaka of Yisurim. So then we would have to raise the following question. Well, what do you do in the realm of Yisurim? Forget about Mamanis. What do you do in regular Yisurim when you have a clash? A robe is pointing in one direction, and a Chazaka Meikara is pointing in another direction. So that's the Machlekes HaTanoim that we made under Rabbanan. So we have to ask that Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif. We have to ask that robe overrides. Robe is no Chazaka. Robe is more powerful than Chazaka. So then the halach would be that robe would be more powerful than Cheskes Marakama. If Cheskes Marakama is not Muxof, if Cheskes Marakama is only Chazaka Meikara, then just as by Surim Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif, so too by Cheskes Marakama, Ruba the Cheskes Marakama, Ruba Adif. So that would be a very, very real Nafkamina Ladina with this conceptual shayla. So Kofanim, in the realm of Yisurim, for sure that's the halach, Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif, that's the opinion of the Chachamim. Hopefully, Rosh Hashanah tomorrow we'll try to analyze this a little bit further. This cloud where you have clashes between robes and chazakas, so which direction do you go?